This is Rhema for Today.
And at 8 minutes past 6 p.m., in the living room of the Full Gospel Tabernacle at 309 North Chester Street, the city of McKinney, Texas, I was filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke with other tongues. And I've been talking in tongues every day since then, singing in tongues and praying in tongues and worshiping God in other tongues. Pretty good for Baptists. Amen. Praise God. I said amen. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name forevermore. See?
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagen with his teaching, God's Anointed Word.
Amen. Acting on God's Word. Acting like God's Word's true. Praise God. So then I found out, see? So I didn't know. I just was a young Baptist boy reading Grandma's Methodist Bible. And I can show you some Bible lessons that I taught in home Bible studies, you know. And then I started preaching out in the country. Actually, I was still in my 18th year when I started pastoring a church out in the country, see. I still didn't know Himself took my infirmities and bare my sickness. I just taught faith and prayer, just praying, believing God. But see, I got to studying the Bible along that line. And I got to see that He said, these signs are following them, believe they'll lay hands on the sick. So I started laying hands on them. Before you know, just pray with them. And then I saw, He said, is any sick among them, call for the elders of the church, let them anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord, the prayer of faith to save the sick. So I started anointing him with oil. In fact, pastor that little country church as a Baptist boy pastor. I depression days. We didn't have much in those days. Don't know whether some of you folks weren't around then. You're too young. So I went to Woolworth and bought me a bottle of, you know, a little bottle about like that, a Blue Waltz perfume. Did you ever get into that Blue Waltz? You can smell your block away. Almost two blocks away. Give 10 cents for the whole bottle. One dime for the whole bottle. Poured the perfume out. Washed that bottle out with warm soap and water. Cold water, every kind of water you can think of, and every kind of soap you can think of, and you can still smell that Blue Waltz. Set it out in the sunshine. Let it set out there. Air out. You can still smell that Blue Waltz. Finally got most of it out, probably 90% of the smell out. Never did get all of it out. And so then I filled it up with olive oil. I'm talking about a Baptist pastor now. And so I'd carry that, you know, this little side pocket you got here, you know? You know, about big enough for that key to fit in. And I'd put that bottle right there in that pocket, you see. Amen. And I'd visit the sick. Pretty good for Baptist. I mean, some Pentecostals would stop doing that even. And I'd anoint them with oil. Teach them the word. Get them to believe God. And I just got people healed coming and going. Didn't know a thing in the world about talking in tongues. Or the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But Smith Wigglesworth said there's something about believing God that'll cause God to pass over a million people just to get to you.
Amen. Amen.
And that's true. So we just got people healed coming to know Him. So healing belongs to us. One way, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke, but the word is anointed, and acting on the anointed word brings deliverance or breaks the yoke. And so I acted on God's word. I've seen people. I mean, they'd read these scriptures, various scriptures that I read to them for years. Said, oh, yeah, I've heard that. I said, I know it, but listen to me now. Yeah, my pastor preaches that. There's a member of a Full Gospel church. Yeah, I believe that. I said, now, wait just a minute. Let's see whether you do or not. Just wait a minute. Now, the doctors already, I knew, had said, I'm talking about one lady right now particularly, they'd already said she'll never walk another step as long as the day she lives. And for four long years, that woman had been tied to that chair, never taken a step, never stood up, never stood on her feet. She's 72 years old. From the time she's 68 years old, she had been tied to the chair. See? Member of a Full Gospel church. Brought her these scriptures. Oh, yeah, I know that. Oh, yeah, I've heard that. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I believe it. Oh, yeah, I said that. Wait just a minute. I knew she didn't. Because if she believed it, she wouldn't be in the chair. But you didn't tell her she didn't. See, you have to be very careful, these folks. Slip up on their blind side. Because you see, if you just meet them head on that way, they'll turn you off and then they won't get what you said. See what I mean? Sure, I'd say this. When I was baptized with the Holy Ghost as a young Baptist boy pastor in the month of April of 1937, actually, the 8th day of April, 1937. You remember the 8th day of April, 1937 was on a Thursday? You remember that, don't you? Some of you older folks may remember that. Yeah, April the 8th, 1937 was on a Thursday. And at 6:08 p.m. in the living room of the Full Gospel Tabernacle at 309 North Chester Street in the city of McKinney, Texas, I was filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke with other tongues. And I've been talking in tongues every day since then, singing in tongues and praying in tongues and worshiping God in other tongues. Pretty good for Baptists.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I said amen. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name forevermore. See? Well, I got the left foot of fellowship from among the Baptists, and I came over among the Pentecostals, you see. But I tell you, I found out I was getting more people healed than they were on an average. I mean, just talking to the pastors. And I found out why when I examined it. Because they more or less was waiting for the Holy Ghost to manifest Himself. Thank God He does. Instead of going ahead, now I'm talking about full God people in my part of the country. Instead of going ahead and teaching people, I wasn't waiting for anything. I didn't know you, being Baptist, didn't know you're supposed to feel anything. Just go ahead and talk people the Word. Just tell them what the Word said. Well, now here's this woman I'm talking about. Hadn't walked a step in 4 years. Best doctors in the state said she'll never walk again, longest day she lives. You begin to give her scripture, you know. Oh, yeah, I know that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe that. Well, I knew she really, she didn't. Because she really believed it, she'd be out of the chair and up walking. See what I mean? But then you don't. Now, here's what I started to tell you. From the time that I was baptized the Holy Ghost on the 8th day of April, 1937, and I didn't know what it was. Because these things were new to me. I knew I spoke with tongues. But the word of knowledge, one of the gifts of the Spirit called the word of knowledge, began to be made manifest. No, I can't turn it off and on. It is as the Spirit wills. But it began to manifest in me. And I would say that from that time on, after a month or so at least, that anybody I'd lay hands on, I could tell you exactly. I'd say 9 out of 10s or 90 out of 100. If they came for healing or they came to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, I could tell them exactly. Or without them even telling me, tell them what's wrong with them physically. The majority of the time. But I could always tell them I knew exactly why they didn't receive the healing. Or I knew exactly why they weren't filled with the Holy Ghost. You understand, I had plenty of time to deal with people. Crowds are small. You can't do that in a large crowd. But I didn't tell them. Very seldom ever told anybody. You say, well, why didn't you? I knew also that they wouldn't accept it if you did tell them. And it'd turn them off, and they'd leave, wouldn't come back to the meeting anymore, and then you don't have a chance to help them. But then I knew how to begin to little by little feed them the truth. Knew how to work on the case. That's the reason, as a pastor now, I was 12 years. And I never thought of it myself. One day in one of our teaching sessions, in the morning time afterwards, we went to eat, and my wife said, honey, you know, while you were speaking this morning, it just dawned on me that in 12 years of pastoral work, we never did bury one church member. Well, I went back and checked my record. You know, pastors keep record. I went back and checked my record. In 12 years' time, I only had 5 or 6 funerals. Nobody that was a member of my church. Now, don't misunderstand me. See, you can misinterpret that. Now, like one fella heard me say that there in Tulsa, 95 years old. He said, I sure like Brother Hagin, said he don't believe in dying. That's not what I said at all. I know folks are going to die sometime. But I just simply said over a 12-year period, we never did bury one church member. We even got 80-some-odd-year-old people healed of terminal cancer. I said to them, let God heal you and then die if you want to. But it's strange, after you got them healed, they didn't want to die. Amen. Sure. And so I checked my record. And the only funerals I'd preach was for somebody that was kin to somebody's name. Not one legitimate present tense member coming to our church. Or somebody used to be a member of that church, moved off somewhere years before they brought them back there to bury, and they wanted you to help the funeral, see? So we never buried a church member. But did you know how I got them healed? Just like I did those Baptists. Just kept putting the word in. Very seldom got one of them healed instantly. Just kept putting the word in them. Talk them out of dying, talk them into living. I'd know what was wrong with them sometime, the very first time, but I didn't tell them. Because they'd have turned you off, wouldn't listen to you. So I just give them a little bit. Next time went to visit them, give them a little bit. Next time went to visit them, give them a little bit. And after a while they said, you know, I'm beginning to see something. I said, yeah, what? Now, if I'd have told them what it was to begin with, they wouldn't have known it. They wouldn't accept it. See what I mean? Turned them off. See, you've got to be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Amen. And God don't show you things for just to go tell even the people you're ministering to always. He shows you so you'll know how to work on them. Amen. And that's the reason to take you a little time on some of them. Amen. Because you see, you know where the problem is, but just because I know it don't work, see, they've got to know. Say it out loud, the anointing, breaks the yoke.
Breaks the yoke.
The word of God is anointed.
Is anointed.
The anointed word. Still works today.
Still works today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's 4-CD set titled Releasing God's Power Through Prayer. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled Thanksgiving, A Continuous Flow. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled Foundations for Faith. These three items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Can you believe our Christmas lights here on the campus are coming on in about two more weeks?
Yeah, about 2 weeks, something, just a little over 2 weeks,
yeah,
I believe it is.
That's Wednesday, November the 27th at 6 p.m.
Right.
Oh, my. I can't believe that it's going to be Christmas already. But you can go to rhemalights.org. You know, the pictures really do not do justice of what you have to come and see it in person.
They come from all over, from Kansas and Arkansas.
Yes, Texas.
And all over. We saw some people up in Missouri here a while back, and they said that they come down every year. They make a trip down just to see those Christmas lights.
That's right.
And it's free.
Yes.
Of course, we do have some opportunities if you would like to
donate
to help us keep the lights going. That's available also. But they will be on from November 27th to January the 1st at 11th, from 6 p.m. on the 27th of November to 11:30 p.m. on the 1st of January.
January the 1st. 2025. Can you believe?
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.